Hi, everyone. This is Carolyn from Second Serve. Who is excited about the French Open? The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris, and you can watch every court live on Tennis Channel Plus. You can watch it on your phone or smart TV live in HD. So you can watch it at work or while you're waiting in your kid's carpool line. Live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. You can be there when it happens with Tennis Channel Plus. Hi, this is Carolyn, and Aaron is here with me tonight. And I think what we're going to discuss tonight is why you shouldn't be afraid to lose. So, Aaron, why should you not, as an adult recreational tennis player, be afraid to lose?
Well, I think because we're not getting paid, number one.
Yes.
I don't know. So many people have different philosophies on this. It would be interesting to get other people's views too. And I think you and I are a little bit different, although I think we're starting to sort of, you know, the more we play, the more we're understanding the game and where we are and what it should be about. But I was afraid to lose when I first started out because I thought winning was everything. You know, I thought winning your match and then winning, like making you sure you had a team win and making sure you had a local playoff win and going to states. And I'll tell you, I never won at 2-5. I never won at 3-0. I finally won at combo. What was that? 2 years ago now, Carolyn? A year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it took me all those years. And really recently, I hate to say that I don't care if I lose, because I definitely care if I lose, because I care enough about the sport and me playing it and I enjoy it enough where I do want to win, but I don't mind losing good matches.
Right.
I am not in it now, like I used to be early on, for like winning is like the number one. Now it's more like, was it really good tennis? Did I do the things that I was supposed to do? You and I take lessons, and we just had one last week, right? And I was like,
yes.
I have to write down what we learned, because sometimes I forget, and I do tend to integrate those things, but not necessarily right away, like, because you get in bad habits, right? So I have to kind of remind myself what we learned. But I think we should be trying to play tennis the correct way and not forming bad habits just to win a match.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. So I won a lot, but I won by getting the ball over one more time, right, a lot of times. And it wasn't a strong shot or a winner. It was getting the ball over one more time. And now, you know, at 4-0, I want to actually get better, like focus on getting better versus winning. And it's hard when you're part of a team that's goal is to win playoffs, is to go to playoffs and then to win playoffs and then to win states. I've been told before, and I mean, this sounds silly for adult recreational tennis, but I've been told before, we really need you to win your court. And that's so hard because it's so matchup specific. And it took away some of the enjoyment, I guess, of it. Like, it took away some of the joy of the game because I felt pressured to win. And it's so silly. But you want to win. You're out there. You're competing. You're part of this team. But I do think it took away some of the joy of the game for it. Whereas I know with you, Aaron, like, you'll go out there sometimes and you'll hit the shot you want to hit. Like,
yeah,
there, you know, and then now at 4-0, that's such a good shot. Now your shots aren't flying out. They're staying in with a ton of topspin and a very hard shot versus I sometimes would do whatever I had to do to win, which maybe then I wasn't, I don't know, getting better. I'm not sure how
yeah.
It's just sort of like playing not to lose, which is different than playing
yeah.
to win and hitting the shots you want to hit.
Yeah. And I think there's different philosophies too. Like when we had Philip on, the pro, you know, I think we did say that one strategy is, you know, outlast your opponent, right? So do
right.
you get one more shot back or one more shot over, where you're actually saying like just getting the ball over the net was sort of your strategy as
yes.
opposed to like, I'm going to stay
shot.
In it longer. Yeah. I'm going to stay in yeah. it longer than my opponent. It's just like anything to get the ball over the net. And we joke about that. And that is at our level, sometimes a lot of times our strategy or my strategy is, I hope my opponent doesn't get the ball back over.
Yes,
the net.
Like, please just hit it.
I'm literally just like, please just hit it into the net or hit it out. I know it's in every sport and I see it. I mean, I see it all the time, but a lot of people play not to win, but they play more not to lose, right? Which is what you just said.
Yeah, they don't play to win. They play not to lose.
Yeah.
Yes. And that takes away the joy. It takes away the fun of it. And I'll learn something, let's say in a lesson, and I'm like, yes, I need to start doing this.
But then,
and then I'll get to, I miss it once or twice in a match, and then I completely stop and revert back to ways that, you know, maybe at the end of the day I win the match, but did I really get any better? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I used to take lessons from this guy early on that said that I played too many leagues. He said, you're on too many teams. You need to be on less teams and then take lessons.
Yeah, there's always something new in tennis we can get better at. But also to realize at the end of the day, you're winning a towel, you're winning a medal, but it's not
a pen. I mean,
you're winning a pen. Like, it really should be, the goal should be the enjoyment of the game in progress. It shouldn't be to win a 3-0 match for your team so that
or you lose feel sleep good, over
or lose sleep over or feel good about yourself or your self-worth whether or not you can win an adult recreational tennis match. But it does, like, when you do start winning a ton, you do get really into it and you're like, oh, this is so much fun. But then there does come a time when you lose and it's hard.
And I actually had a partner a couple years ago and I'm sure I've said this, but I actually enjoy being put on like the harder court, like whether that's a court one or a court two or whatever, at whatever level. I don't necessarily shy away from being put on like a court one because I feel like that's probably where I'm going to like get the best tennis. And usually when you get opponents that, that can play tennis really well, it usually makes your game better, right? You actually like, win or lose, you usually can leave the court unless you're just getting wiped and you have no business being on that court. I always feel like, oh, I've learned something, or like I can recognize that they're doing like really smart strategy against me. Even if I can't counter it, I can't figure out how to win against it.
Yes.
I'm like, man, that was really smart, right? Yeah. But I used to have a partner that a couple years ago that would just be like, oh, we're going to lose. We got put on court one. You know, everything was just like, oh, this is never going to work. And I was like, come on, let's, embrace it, because I also felt like I didn't really have the pressure to win on that court because I didn't know that I necessarily should be on that court necessarily. But I always embraced it, I feel like the harder people that you're put against, the better you're going to be quicker.
Yes.
Yeah.
To just enjoy the tennis.
Because
I remember one time, I mean, you talk about not losing sleep. I was the deciding court for whether or not we went to playoffs, and my court was still going and it lasted forever and I lost and I just felt completely like I was exhausted. And, I felt like afterwards I was like, man, there's so many different things I could have done and I didn't do it. And instead I kind of played scared and I played not to lose. And I remember thinking, I don't want to play that way again. Like, even if I lose, I don't want to play where I'm over there going, oh, I hope I don't lose, like that's no fun. So,
yeah, I had a partner years ago. She was definitely a higher level than me. She had played for several more years, but I remember her saying that, and she used to win all the time at 2-5 and 3-0. And I remember being probably in combo with her. I was probably 3-0. She was a 3-5. She had, like I said, several more years experience than me. And I think she got to the point, she had played long enough and realized like, what she was out there for. And, we were taking it a little too seriously or whatever. And I remember her literally saying, and it has always stuck in my head, and maybe she was the reason why I play the way I play now. But I remember her saying, I would rather lose going down swinging the way that I'm supposed to. Like, if I play the way I'm supposed to play, I would rather lose that way than play like safe or not do something correct just to win a match. She said, I just don't want to play that way anymore. And I was like, yeah, let's do that, And so now I feel like I play like that a lot. I mean, there's definitely times where I have to adjust. I clearly know.
Yeah, like, there's like a strategy issue.
Yeah, this isn't going well, or, I'm hitting too hard. Like, anybody that has been I feel like anybody that's been my doubles partner in the last few years, if I'm like, sometimes I just kind of play out of my mind and like, I need to calm down, and I'll tell my partner, like, just feel free to turn to me in the middle of the match or in the middle of practice even and say 80%. Just like, calm down, do go 80%, you know, because sometimes, I mean, like there's a fine line between like going all out and swinging the way you're supposed to swing.
Yeah.
And then if that happens, like if 10 times you hit the ball out, like it's time to adjust,
yeah,
you know, bring it in, think about the things you've learned in lessons or, you know, change up your stroke or, you know, whatever it is, but play the way that hopefully, like you said, brings you joy, as opposed to like, if clearly, if winning is the only thing that you want to do, and that is the only thing that brings joy, then play however you want. Patty kick the ball, keep it in, lob it, whatever you want to do. But if getting better is the goal, then you've got to play. You've got to not be afraid to play correctly, win or lose.
Right. And I think I've got to change my goal to getting better, since I have a feeling I'm going to lose a lot this season.
Rebuilding years.
It's a rebuilding year. Rebuilding. It's a rebuilding year. So we've got to change.
We're the infant foros.
Yeah. I think what you said about like not losing sleep over a match is, that's such, such an important point, because it is so, I mean, you know it, but then that happened and I was really upset. And then that night, you know, I was like, why am I losing sleep over an adult recreational tennis match?
I know. Oh my gosh, I used to all the time, time when I was a 2.5 and a 3.0. Like it really got to me. And now like I'll think about it when I drive away from a match, like, oh, I should have done something different, or I should have been in a different mindset, or, you know, and sometimes that's just like, I wasn't mentally tough enough to stick it out, you know, kind of thing. But I can recognize a lot quicker now what went wrong. And then I can just decide that it's just not gonna, like, I'm not gonna lose sleep over it.
That's right. It doesn't matter at all. Nobody's watching us on TV. Nobody really cares.
Exactly. Let's just sum it up by saying nobody really cares about our tennis match except for us.
Except for, I mean, seriously, like, and people mainly only care about how they're doing, you know, like they care about how they're doing, but they don't really care how anybody else is doing, you know? So, I mean, I hope you win, but.
Right. And same.
But I'm not losing sleep over you losing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I really appreciate Erin discussing this. We hope you will check out our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and hope to see you on the courts soon.
Hey, Second Serve listeners, this is Erin. Carolyn and I are so excited that the second slam of the year is happening this month. The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the French Open, and Tennis Channel Plus is the place to watch it. Tennis Channel Plus brings you courtside with 3 weeks of unparalleled access, and they do this with every single court live. Watch on your phone, your smart TV in HD, or like I do, on my iPad while I'm sitting at my desk working all day. I love to flip around to different matches on Tennis Channel Plus to see my favorite players in action. Don't miss your favorite tennis legends battle a new generation of talent and watch exciting new rivalries emerge on the historic clay courts of Roland Garros. If Carolyn and I can't be in Paris in person, at least we can watch all the matches on Tennis Channel Plus. Daily coverage begins on Monday, May 20th. Be there when it happens with Tennis Channel Plus. I know I will be.